What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this oldie but goodie proves if there's one thing that a man will be, it is resourceful once he finally decides to take matters into his own hands. Like the man in this article that was published October 7th, 2005. Life with no parole for Chainsaw Terminator. Leatherface himself would be proud of this. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Los Angeles man who offlined his wife by cutting her with a chainsaw and setting her ablaze has been sentenced to life with no parole. Gentlemen, the first question you have to ask, why did this man go to such an extreme level of violence? Carlos Hernandez Romo's daughter, I'm not going to say, because she talked so greasy about her own father. Yet there's something else that's going to come to light that you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, who really set this in motion? She asked the judge to give her father the severest possible sentence. The Los Angeles Times reported, Romo avoided a deletion sentence by pleading guilty. Paz Maya Romo survived for 2 weeks after the attack last year with burns over 90% of her body. Here's the key, gentlemen. Romo also attacked his estranged wife's boyfriend, who survived. Well. That right there, gentlemen, estranged does not mean divorced. It does not even mean legal separation. You can do the paperwork to be legally separated, which is almost divorced. However, I think the reason why this man went so overboard was the fact that this woman was parading around town with a new boyfriend, more than likely throwing it in his face. However, them not being legally divorced, hey, in my humble opinion, Leviticus 10:20 went into play and this man executed it. And for all of you who don't know what Leviticus 10:20 is, it's the Bible passage that says an adulterer and the adulteress should be put to death. Just saying. Well, what more can be said? However, like I said, I'm going to definitely go into the fact that his own daughter was talking real reckless and real greasy. However, she had no problems giving her mother a goddamn pass. Typical standard operating procedure. The man's the monster. The woman is the goddamn victim, no matter what she does. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Sounds like it possibly went down in some sort of family dwelling. So I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. The chainsaw of cutting. I'm going to give that a 25. Psychological impact. When you look at the fact that not only did he injure the boyfriend actually survived. So you know there was some psychological damage done to him. Then you add to the fact that he set the woman on fire. Yeah. I'm going to give the psychological impact a score of 30. For the brutality factor, once again, a chainsaw and fire. I'm giving that a 35 right out the bat. And for the uniqueness factor, once again, you do not hear of people using chainsaws as a common way to dispatch someone. So I'm going to give the uniqueness factor a 30. So Carlos Chainsaw Romo gets a score of 130. Gentlemen, there's another lesson in this for you as well. Get that woman's true marital status. Do not believe these women when they say, oh, my husband this, oh, we're separated, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I know, you're in lust. You want to blow her back out. However, nowadays, how many men have been deleted because they did not know that woman's true marital status? Yeah, there are some men out there who are estranged from their still legally married wives, who decide, you know what? If this bitch decides she's gonna move on and then throw it in my face, oh no, 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 no. That right there is still a measure of disrespect that I refuse to tolerate. And like I said, this Western society has no problems telling married women, yes, you still can go out and, you know, try the carousel while you're still legally married. But there's no consequence for female adultery. Yet, if a man is cheating on his wife, oh, the court of public opinion will come down on his head like the sword of Damocles. But there's always a chain of events. Just saying. Just saying. And yeah, this guy's own daughter turned on him. However, she had no smoke for the cheating mother. And more than likely, it was that cheating that drove this man completely over the edge. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And you married women out there who are still legally married to your husbands, yet quote unquote estranged, you better get this through your thick skull, and you better get it through your skull pretty damn quickly. As more and more estranged husbands are realizing, they're saying, no, I'm not going to accept this. The power you think you have in hiding behind, quote unquote, the system that allows you to do this, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to hide behind the Duluth model in order to keep that man at bay, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more married men around the world, once they find out, guess what? Hey, some men are going to say, okay, it's game on. You've disrespected me in the worst way by allowing yourself to be defiled by another man, especially while you're still married to me. Oh, no, 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 no. Till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. And guess what? I'm going to make it happen. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.